is a pictorial example of the main part of the component hierarchy for the Abstract Rendering Toolkit. So component is the parent class of all this part of the class system. And as direct children of the parent class, first look off to the left here. Can you see the mouse there where I'm moving it? I realize some of you can't really see that screen very well. But from on the left half of the page, going across this line that's just directly below component, we have individual components that appear directly on the windowing system, like checkbox, button. Text component is actually broken into two classes, text field for one-line things and text area for larger areas, scroll bars, and labels. So these are the very specific things that are components that can appear on the window. Off in the right half here, we start with Canvas, and Canvas is the part that has all the graphics methods that we've been talking about so far. So if you want to have part of a window in which you use those graphic methods to draw shapes or draw strings, then you would make that part be a canvas. And then in that part, you can use all the graphics methods. And then finally, on the right here, we have a subclass called Container. And everything that's in this class are components which can themselves hold other components. So this is the part of the Abstract Windowing Toolkit where you have an area which you want to break up into sub-areas and have different components in different areas. Yes? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What word are you saying before class?
Inbuilt.
Ah, yes. These are all built-in classes. Yes. I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear that word. So containers come in two sorts, and the first is panel, and this is what applets are, and everything that's a panel is going to have things which appear in the current window. So an applet has that property because the browser has already put up a window. It defines the part of the browser window that the applet is going to draw in as a panel. And then the applet is a subclass of that. So it's an area within the current window. Now it's also possible, in addition to the browser window for an applet, to put up a separate window or a separate frame, sometimes it's called. So it would come up as another window in the style of whatever windowing system you have. Like, it'll look like an X Windows, or if it's in a Macintosh system or a PC, it'll look like one of their windows, separate from the browser window. Now, under that, there are two sorts. Frame, which is the sort of general, what you'd expect from a window in the windowing system of your workstation that has usually a border of some sort and a menu bar and all the general components that you expect of windows to have in a workstation windowing system. The other sort are dialog boxes, and they are individual pop-up windows of a very simple sort where you just have a message and a button to click. These are the kinds of boxes that you get when you get errors of various sorts. It'll say, Netscape couldn't allocate 8-bit color map or something, and you have to click OK, saying that you read that error message.